Bemidji Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You hear that OAR? You know what that means besides their big festival this fall. I don't know. Is that fall, I guess? End of September in Ocean City?
Yeah, that would be fall.
Also means, yeah, but like today's the first day of summer. In my mind, it's been summer for a month, but technically today's the first day.
Mm.
So couldn't that mean that summer runs into September?
No.
It kind of has to. Well, whatever. right now, let's get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan. Talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, Barstool Sports. Nate Dogg, what's up, buddy?
My friends, how are you? Good morning from beautiful New York City, Manhattan. Beautiful place to live. Wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
You wouldn't recommend it to anybody? Why not?
No, this place stinks, Bemidji. Never lived here. It's so bad. You just start talking about summer. You know, we get 3 days of spring in New York, and people take pictures at Central Park, and then it's 90 degrees and 100% humidity, and it's just the worst. Don't ever move here.
New York City, to me, is a young man's game or incredibly rich people's game. And
in
outside
other
way, of that,
he just called you old.
Neither.
He called you old and broke. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm just old and poor. It's the worst of both worlds.
The crypto collapse has not been good to either of us, Eric.
No, it hasn't. Thanks for bringing that up on a sports show where I thought I could avoid that. No, it hasn't.
Thought this was your safe space?
Yeah, seriously. It's been devastating. I'm very poor right now. If anybody has shoes I can wear, like send them this way. I would really appreciate that.
Talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. I wanted to get a Stanley Cup update from you before I ask you some Goodell stuff. So have you been watching? I'm glad for the Stanley Cup final that Tampa won last night just because it makes the series a little more compelling. But Colorado is a damn wagon,
yeah,
even after the loss.
Don't let Tampa win the next one.
Bemidji, the Tampa fan, drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's my least favorite shtick Bemidji has ever done. besides thinking that he could like take me in a fight, that's a weird one too. But yeah, it's been a wild Stanley Cup with the Avalanche absolutely dog walking Tampa in Game Two, and then last night the reverse happening where Tampa just absolutely destroyed Colorado. I am glad that Tampa was able to get one because I do think that. Colorado should win the next two, and I wanted to see them win it at home in Game 5 because their crowds are so electric in Colorado. I just thought it would be really cool if they won in front of their home crowd. So I am glad that Tampa got one last night, but I do hope that the Avs win Game 4 and Game 5.
What was the big difference? Like, you know, I've been noticing this. I look at basketball when the Boston Celtics were playing against Golden State. You know, they win by 10, come back and lose by 15. They score seven, and then they lose 6-2 last night.
Yep.
You know, what's the major difference in those two games that you saw?
It is. I mean, that's such a wild swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a few things. One, Tampa, as we know, is a very good hockey team. They're not as bad as losing 7-0 in the Stanley Cup final. Like, that's unprecedented, and Tampa is a wagon of a hockey team. Like, something was going to have to give. It's some home ice there. They got their ducks in a row. Colorado's playing a little shorthanded. You know, our baby boy, Burkowski is hurt. Kadri's not playing. So that kind of added up for Colorado, and Tampa just fired in all cylinders. Like they did what they had to do. They played almost perfect hockey. They got the goal. You know, they've one of the best goaltenders in the world who has had, I'm not going to say a bad playoffs, but for his standards, Vasilevskiy hasn't had a great playoffs despite them being in the Stanley Cup. And, you know, he made 37 saves on 39 shots last night. So Tampa played Tampa Bay hockey, and they got right back in the series that way. That's exactly what they needed to do after dropping one of the biggest eggs we've ever seen. And, you know, Colorado is Colorado. They'll rebound as if this game didn't happen too. Like, just both these teams have short-term memories. They have elite offenses, and I still like Colorado in five, but who knows? This thing could go to seven. It's really hard to peg this series on just based on how good these offenses are offenses are and how good Tampa's goaltending can be and how shaky Colorado's can be.
Yeah, it's funny. I watched more playoff hockey this year than I have outside of the Caps probably ever in my life. And I read this thing that we're actually going to talk about a little later, how revenues are just booming across the NHL. And I think a lot of it is just a testament to getting back on ESPN and just how much more it's like a daily part of my life to watch SportsCenter. And then I see hockey highlights and I'm more into Connor McDavid and Makar and all these other dudes. The big event here in Washington comes tomorrow. It's Capitol Hill. The politicians are yelling at the football people. They got Roger Goodell testifying via Zoom. Dan Snyder is not coming. They've made that very clear.
They put invited on the thing.
I did see that. It's kind of remarkable. He's very busy, Nate. He's very busy. Yeah. Listen, we all realize that he could make the time if he wanted to, and he's not. Whatever legitimate complaints they have about due process and documents being provided, the timing thing is a joke. But regardless, what do you want to hear from Roger Goodell tomorrow, Nate?
What do I want to hear from Roger Goodell?
Oh, I can answer that question.
Where do
for
we
him?
Begin?
You want me to answer it for you, Nate?
Yeah, let me guess.
We're going to remove him and get somebody else. Is that something you want to hear? Yeah, I thought so.
Sure. So I will say this. I do not blame Dan Snyder for not showing up to Congress to explain himself. If he's not, whatever the word is, I love Twitter, by the way. Everybody's a lawyer on Twitter. Nobody knows what they're talking about. But I don't blame Dan Snyder for being like, do I have to be there? And his lawyer goes, no. He goes, all right, I'm going to be on my yacht then. Like, I don't blame the guy. He's worth multiple billions of dollars. He's not going to go to Congress and indict himself if he doesn't have to be there. So I don't really blame him on that. What do I want Goodell to say? Goodell's not going to say a single thing. I don't know. Like, they did their investigation. They fined him the $10 million. They swept everything else under the rug. Congress is now getting involved or attempting to get involved, which I love. I'm Team Congress all the way on this. It's
Team
just from
my
readings, it doesn't seem like much can get accomplished with this. It's hard to tell like what exactly can be accomplished. You know, Goodell's just showing up on Zoom. He's just gonna do his Goodell little dog and pony show. That
you think he wears a suit or the quarter zip sweater look he likes?
I think he goes suit, but I think he also sits in his recliner. Remember when he made a huge deal out of his chair in his basement for like two straight years? That was weird.
They brought it to the draft the next year.
Yeah, it was so strange. Goodell gets paid $60 million exactly for this reason, right? Like, this is what he gets paid to do. Mm-hmm. His team will have him completely prepped. I hope he slips up. I hope, you know, Congress will make their hard-hitting points. They'll get their sound clips. I don't fully expect much to come of it. I don't think any of us do. I'm just holding out hope. I don't know. All we can do is hope. When there's smoke, there's fire, and we've had smoke for 15 years now with this Dan Snyder cat. So maybe this is just another spark, and I just hope it one day all adds up.
What I wonder is, did they send the stuff that they did Goodell and his lawyers request things and they got it, but did they not send it to Dan?
I don't. You know,
what,
funny,
the invite?
No, idea what
no
Dan,
not the
no,
invite. Yeah. Dan wants, he asked for
the documents.
Yeah, show me some. What documents are we going to be going over? And I'm sure it wasn't Dan asking for it. It was the lawyers asking for it. And I wonder, did the other side get it but not this side? Because once they send it to Roger them, they can't send it to the other people. Roger can't send it to him.
Yeah, I
don't think legally he could.
They sent something to Roger.
Yeah, I'm just wondering because Roger's going in, but as Nate stated earlier, it's his job to protect the owners.
Yeah, I don't think we know who Dan Snyder is as a person. He's one of the worst human beings to ever walk on this earth. I don't think he's going over documents and papers on his mega yacht with the world's largest floating movie theater when he's in the south of France doing God knows what weirdos like Snyder does in the south of France on his mega yacht with the largest floating movie theater.
Nate, do you think do you think Goodell takes any shots at Dan? Because I do. Whether they're veiled or they're little jabs, I think there'll be one or two.
I think he takes shots at politicians. I think he does his little, you know how he's like, he has that little swarmy little lizard face that he does when he's trying to be funny. I think he does a lot of that because I think he just disrespects them so much. He's like, I don't want to be here. You guys aren't going to get anything from me. Blah, 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 blah.
He could not show up then. Here's my thing. He could easily have said no also.
I think he shows up because he wants to make a fool out of them. Like, you're not going to get anything from us. You're not going to get rid of Dan Snyder. I think he shows up to try to make a joke out of it.
Mm. That might be true, too. We always appreciate your time. Quickly, yes or no, do you wear socks to the beach?
Like down onto the sand?
It's a simple question. Do you wear socks to the beach?
No, that's ridiculous. What are you talking about? Like what?
Thank you. I'll explain that in our next segment. You better get on the Odyssey app and listen up. This is B. Mitch and Finley.
See you guys.
We'll be right back. We're talking about socks on the beach. Seriously, don't go anywhere.